FM。
Now I know you ain't dissing the Bee Gees, are you, bitches? Not diss the Bee Gees. This song was the 70s, just ask Vampy. Now that I got my 70s urge out of the way here, we can start the show. And welcome to Urban Radio version 2.4. Why are we calling it 2.4? because that's the current version that is under development from Sid. I am your foretoting pimp in the box, Oswald, and for the next few hours, we will poke, prod, and fill you full of the warm, creamy goodness that is Urban Terror. So sit back, relax, and take a long hit on the theme song. Yeah, I guess if I said that, we probably are teasing you a bit. So what's going on? It's Oswald here. This is Urban Radio. And we are going to try to kick off a strong Urban Terror weekend with the show today. So what's going on? It's finally Friday. And like some of you, I know I look forward to Fridays, not because it's the start of the weekend, but because it was my days off this week. Oh, what do we have for you today? We have quite a bit of material for you today. I'll get into some of that here in a few minutes. As you see, some of you, I guess, are not on the right server. If you can't hear me, it is tsncentral.com, and click on server one that says Oswald Urban Radio. And no, that was not the edited Urban Terror theme song. That was the theme song by Barbecue. The radio show this week is going to be followed by a website update, and followed by that, a few hours of gaming on Blade Killer server later on this evening. It's usually what we do on Fridays. As for this week, development team has been busy, as always, working on a variety of avenues in order to bring you the most up-to-date news and information from our little world we call Urban Terror. If you came here to hear me say the release date for Beta 2 is set, then you may as well leave, because that's not going to happen today. We still have not gotten the word, as we call it, from the coding group yet. But we'll talk about that a little later on in the show when we talk to Dr. 8, who is the lead coder for Silicon Eyes Development. As for the rest of the show, what do we have coming up on Urban Radio? First, we will hook up with Sweet Nuts in the Sid Spotlight. Between his Dogus matches and the work he does on the mod, he's going to answer some questions about himself, his role, and what he has planned in the future, such as...
Here's Ozzy.
Oh, not that, sorry. Like this.
Hello there. This is Oswald's Conscience. Just letting you know before the show starts that I am angry for coins.
And Sweet Nuts is always angry for coins, it seems. Must be that aim of his he has. Also, as we approach the middle of January, we know you're awaiting the anticipation of 2.4. We will give you an update later on today, as I just mentioned, about the code, the weapons, and a few of the other features that we have planned for 2.4. This week's Clan Focus, we talked to Gleam from LWZ. That stands for Clan Linuxwares. Check in with them, and actually we're going to try something new with that. I actually had Gleam record his answers, so bear with me if the quality is terrible. I'm still working on a few things here. Also, and this will probably get you all scurrying to your machines, Since I am new to the Team Sports Network, and I checked out Cold Shot's show last week, and I thought it was pretty kick-ass. He's a true pimp. I just live in his world and try to do what I can. But he had he basically had an open bar Friday, and they started a Tribes 2 pickup game. So here at Urban Radio, we're going to try the same thing. Blade Killer has been friendly enough to fire up the official Urban Radio server, and we will offer a pickup game. So if you want to get involved, you can go to 64.180.91.204, and you can check in with the pickup game. I'm going to try to get in there for a few minutes of fragging, and we'll see if this actually works. I know some of you will play, some of you won't, but just basically to screw around. And for those of you wanting to know where the server is, it is in Vancouver, Canada. So jump in, play Frag the Radio Host, and head on over there. What else do we have? We'll also take a look around the Urban Terror community to see what the hell everyone's been up to. As we reported last week, some sites are still under a redesign with the beginning of the year. So we'll check the latest rumors and news from those in the community. As always, the forums continue to be very active. No, we do not have the new ones yet. Unfortunately, we are still stuck on the hosted Easy Board forums. But the community continues to support them. For that, we thank you. There are some other forums you can visit. And, great, we have Cardi in there. I guess I'm dead. There are some other forums that we will talk about. UTForums.com, thanks to Zach, is also up and running. He's got some pretty good stuff on there. And finally, we will ask Sid. That's where you have the opportunity to ask us questions, and we will answer them. If you want to get involved in that, just send me a private message now, and we will get to those at the end of the show. And as always, we will bring you the best kick-ass rock and roll from my MP3 collection. I know not all of you like the music we play, but it's mostly from the community. And if you don't like it, then send your own shit and I'll play it. Take a little break. See who's going to jump on the server. That's 64.180.91.204. I am Oswald. This is Urban Radio. Yeah, rocket science. That was the Pimps. That's what most of you people in the Urban Terror Channel are, pimps. All right. Now that we now have an urban radio page available for you on the internet, you can head over to www.thesixthfloor. That's the number T and the letters, or excuse me, the number six, the letters T H floor, thesixthfloor.com. Click on navigation and go to Urban Radio. In there, we will have dates, show listings, all the previously recorded shows we have up, and again, CC Zach does host all the shows, and as I said before, we do have them available in the 56K version, thanks to Barbecue. And if you're listening to this, and you might be able to hear that we do have that server up in the back, and it looks like it's already full, Team Survivor, and I'm getting owned. What else is new, right? For those who want to play along at home, Serial Killer does post the weekly show notes over at ForbiddenNinja.com. This is just a list of what I use when I broadcast, so if you cannot understand my slurring, that's because I have this nice bottle of Sierra Nevada Pale Ale in my hand. There's a free pop for you, right? If you can't understand what I'm saying, you can read through my notes, and it's basically the same exact thing you hear me saying. And as usual, what's a show without a sponsor? That sponsor being Team Sports Network, who offer their Shoutcast server to me every week at this time, so we can broadcast live the Urban Terror Show. And I'm also available for holidays, birthdays, so if you need me, you can see me after the show.
Speakeasy theme song, take one.
If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now. If you had Speakeasy, you'd be there now.
Cut, you're f***ing fired.
You're fucking fired, yeah. Well, I got my guy working on some sounders like that, too. Barbecue should have those done here real soon. I was hoping to get them before the show today, but no luck. If you want to make your own Urban Terror Urban Radio sounder, feel free. Make it an MP3 format, high quality, and send it to Oswald at planetquake.com. If you have anything else you want pimped or promoted, then feel free to also fire me off an email. And I will try to get it on the air for you. This is your community, and we are going to make it to be the best community out there for gaming. A little Four Horsemen now from Metallica. I'll be right back.
Now!
boy, you know that's me jamming on the guitar. Barbecue's singing lead vocals today, too. Metallica. I'll continue on with the show. Since somebody doesn't want to listen to music, they must be an anti-Metallica person. Anyways, let's move on to the Sid Spotlight. As we started last week, we are going to be introducing those who have dedicated their time and effort to Urban Terror. Similar to the interviews I do over at the Sixth Floor, we were running a weekly feature, actually a weekly Spotlight feature, focusing on the different aspects of the mod. This week in the Sid Spotlight is one guy who really took the team and community by surprise with the creation of UT Casa. While you guys may know him as Sweet Nuts, Matt Vainio is a serious pimp and has some highly artistic talents when it comes to development. Currently, Sweet Nuts is working on some new effects for Urban Terror along with the menus and interfaces that will be included in Beta 3. He's also been toying with a new terrain map that was featured on the Sixth Floor a few months ago. I know I had the pictures up. I believe I've taken them down. If you want to see those, I will repost them at some time here in the new future, but the map has changed quite a bit, he tells me. So, Sweet Nuts, let's start this off here. First, I think most of us saw your art over at twisted-strand.com/Mercer. Is this art just a hobby, or are you looking to take this to the next level?
Well, I know when I was growing up, I wanted to be a comic book artist, and I practiced that a lot through high school, and my first couple years of college, I took a bunch of illustration courses, because that's what I really wanted to do. I thought I was going to be a comic book artist. My parents were pretty pissed, of course, But I eventually came to the conclusion that it wasn't a very good career. You really can't make a whole lot of money drawing comic books or even just being an illustrator for any sort of books or magazines or whatever. So I changed over to graphic design, and from a professional standpoint, I haven't really looked back. I know I love illustration and that it's always going to be a hobby for me, but I don't know that I'll ever do anything on a professional level, because it's really hard to create a comic book, a lot harder than people think.
Well, nuts, even if you don't get into creating comic books, we know those talents of yours in 2D design and art will take you far. I know everyone has not only seen his work he's done on the mod, but I highly recommend you check out his site. That was twisted-strand.com/Mercer, M-E-R-C-E-R. And we will spam that in the channel for you so you can check out Sweet Nuts' art. He's got some amazing work. And as I said, UT Casa, Sweet Nuts, was your first level. Something of a surprise not only to us on the development team, but to those in the community. Why do you think it's turned out to be one of the most popular levels for Urban Terror?
Why is Casa such a popular map? I've asked a lot of people that same question, trying to figure it out. I think I just kind of got lucky on the map, to be honest. I think the texturing is pretty damn good. And the layout's pretty decent as well. That's a lot of people, what it is about the layout they like. I've heard a lot of different answers. Some people say that because you can't really stay in the spawns, you've got to kind of move forward a little bit. You can't totally camp the spawns. Heard other people say that because it has three main routes instead of just two, that it's harder to camp, which it sounds good to me. That's probably one of the main reasons. I think it's a combination of looks and the map not being too big. I honestly feel a lot of these maps are just so big that it gets really boring, at least for Team Survivor anyway, because you don't want to spend 5-6 minutes just trying to find the other guy in a one-on-one. Even Casa, surprisingly, can take a minute or two to find the guy. So it's probably a combination of factors, luck, texturing, and who knows what else.
Yeah, that's what it seems to be. Everybody did really take off on Casa. I know another one from Wetwire, Revolution, looked really impressive. But that level was more or less designed for missions, which we have not implemented yet. But Casa seems to have a warm spot in all the gamers' hearts here in Urban Terror. And I do think that is one of the best levels going for Urban Terror. Hopefully he will be able to follow up Casa with another solid map like this. I suspect he will be able to do that since he is a stud when it comes to this sort of stuff. Urban Terror is one of the first mods to really alter the look and feel of the user interface in the menus. Did you see this as an important part of the development, and what do you plan on doing for Beta 3?
I think that the interface and the sort of branding of the game is one of the most important and overlooked aspects of game development. Seems like every time I go out and buy a professional game, I get an interface that looks like crap. I don't know what it is, but they don't spend more than 5 minutes on it. And to me, it's very important. I mean, just as a designer, that's the thing I do. I make things look good. I make the flow of information happen easier for people. I think that it's very important in a lot of cases because you get to influence the user before they even get into your game, before they get into your product, your website, whatever. You know, before they get into the actual what they're supposed to be doing, you can influence how they feel, what they think of your product already. I mean, when you play Urban Terror, you open it up, you get the cool music, you see the imagery, and you go, well, this is pretty cool. And I think that that can make up for shortcomings in other areas, or it can just sort of add to the whole value of the product. As for Beta 3.0, I'm probably just going to update the look a little bit, make it a little bit more current. I've learned a lot about graphic design the last 6 months working on this game. I'm a little more solid on the look, and it should look a little bit nicer. We'll see. Hopefully I'll be updating my plan file in a couple months with some new imagery. Nothing huge as far as the usability of it is concerned, but the look's always evolving. Since this is not really a final product yet, I can have fun, play around. So expect somewhat of a fresh look for Beta 3.0.
And the user interface has drawn quite a few compliments from people in the Quake 3 community. I know we have been asked by a few mods if they could use our code are graphics for their user interface. One of the big ones being Generations for the Quake 3. Lamon approached us, asked us if he could use it, and we obliged and let him borrow it. So we have seen our work, Sweetnut's work, out in the community, and it's pretty pimp. Like others on the development team, Epoxel, Wetwired, and I, just to name a few, Sweetnuts, you have been approached by development companies. Do you see a future in doing this?
Do I see a future in this? You bet your ass I do. Man, this is all I want to do now that I've been involved with it. You know, I had this sort of a starting career in graphic design with web and interface things. Recently I worked on Xbox.com, which was pretty cool. But other than that, it's not all that exciting. I mean, games are really what get me going now. I'd like to take it from just being a hobby to something that's being a career. I'd love to get paid for this. It's almost like stealing if I can get paid to make games, you know, having so much fun. I forget that it's work. And that's what I want to do. If I have an opportunity to do that, then yeah, I'm sure I'm going to take it. I can't really discuss any details now about which companies I've talked to, but hopefully something will come up in the next few months.
Seems to be the same thing going for many of the people on our team, I'm sure most of whom could work for some sort of a development company. Hopefully Sweetnuts is one, the next in line to find that successful job with a nice developer. Also, Nuts, I know you attended QuakeCon with us this last year in August. Give us some ideas what the event was like, and share with us your thoughts on those attending from Silicon Ice Development.
QuakeCon. Man, that was a hell of a lot of fun. Hope to do it again, you know, next year, the year after, see how my time works out. But it's definitely worth it. If you've never gone, you really need to go see this, you know, 3,000-4,000 person LAN party. I know a few people playing Urban Terror, a lot of just regular vanilla Quake, which was pretty fun, too, to see. But it was interesting to walk around and just watch people how they play. That was a very cool experience. Other than that, you know, just meeting the team, that's probably the coolest thing, actually. I mean, all these guys I've never really met before in real life, but been working with them for months. That was a hell of a lot of fun. They're all different, you know, than they are online, so that was very interesting. Let's see. Probably also the cool thing was that our situation, we were right in between Wolfenstein, NVIDIA, GMAX, Apple. There was a Soldier of Fortune 2 demo. So we're there right in between all this professional stuff. I mean, there's people walking by that don't even hardly know we're a mod because we got this 10-person LAN setup that id so graciously helped us out with. I mean, the last minute, Marty Stratton's getting us mice and keyboards to hook up, you know, for our little LAN. And it was great. Lots of people playing Urban Terror right in the thick of all this, you know, real-life stuff, this right in between Wolfenstein and Max and all kinds of stuff. There's a lot of things going on and a lot of fun.
Yeah, I echo those same thoughts. QuakeCon was very impressive. As I said, this was our second year attending it in 2001, thanks to the guys over at id Software. And as Nuts said, we were right in the middle of the developers' hall. I mean, you could not have a better spot. You walk in either of the doors, and the first thing you see is the mod table. I mean, granted, it was smaller and not as extravagant as the bigger developers, but our table and our computers were full 24/7, it seemed. What is the best part of being involved with Silicon Ice Development, Nuts?
The best part of being involved with SID. I think it's the chicks, really. I mean, it's nonstop. We're getting chicks all the time. Except for Bladekill, you know. She prefers the dude's ass. I don't know. Now, really, the best part is just working with a team of talented people. I mean, everyone here is cool. I know that when I hand something off to somebody, I'm going to get it back, and it's going to be better, you know, than how I gave it to them. I know that when I'm talking to Dr. 8 or Apox or 27, our new coders are Thaddeus, Ian. I know that whatever I tell them to do, they're going to either say, hey, this is cool, or if it sucks, they're going to tell me it. Nobody pulls punches. We tell each other the truth, and that's why the work is good. So working on a team like this has been a great experience, and I can only hope that if I get involved in the industry that the teams are as, you know, cool as this.
Well, I can't talk for any of the other true development teams. This has been one hell of an experience for all of us. Made some great friends, done some cool stuff, and it's been a great time. I'm sure this is not really what real life would be like when you're out in the community or as a development team, the larger development teams, you know, like an id Software or a Valve. I guess most of your attention is going to be focused on the actual aspects of the program you're working on and not so much hanging out in forums like I do or answering questions in IRC or on ICQ. Nonetheless, we are having an excellent time, and we hope to continue it that way for some time. And the last question we want to know, Nuts, it's your turn to give a shout-out to the community. Anything you want them to remember you by?
One thing the fans could remember is that when we're on a server, we're actually playing. We're not there to take your requests or, you know, we're not there with a notepad in front of us writing down everything people say. We're just there playing. So if you could keep the questions a little bit to a minimum when we're actually playing UT on servers, that'd be really handy for those of us who like to play UT that are on the team. Other than that, no real shout-outs other than Doggus. My clan Doggus owns all. Been together for 5 years, still ticking. So crazy that one of our members, the dude, when he went to go see Lord of the Rings with some other dog guys, screamed out Doggus.com right as it started. That's how crazy we are. Or, you know, him, mostly. But that's about it.
And yet I'll be the first one to sit there and answer every goddamn question that's thrown my way. Needless to say, I suck and Sweet Nuts doesn't. Anyways, that is our clan focus for the week. That was Sweet Nuts. Hopefully you enjoyed that a little more than me actually sitting here and answering the own questions that I ask. As I said, it's a different format. We're going to try it. If it works, we will continue it that way. I know you'd rather hear from the actual team members than myself. Be right back as you get into a little Spinal Tap. This is Urban Radio. That was Spinal Tap, Big Bottom. Drive Me Out of My Mind. It's Oswald hanging with you, Urban Radio, and we're going to check into the Team Survivor game to see how things are going on here. It's the second map. We are in docks, and the blue team leads 6-2. I'm on the red team and getting my ass kicked. What else is new, right? Not much is happening in here. Got a bunch of good players in here. Cardi's in here, Civi, Darkane, Andro, Mihu, Limey B, Blue, bunch of guys from the forum, or from the forums and from the IRC channel, and doesn't matter what I do, I can't win. Limey Bastard's camping in the kitchen with an M4. He's opened the door. He's where's he going here? He's going down to the steps below the kitchen. And we don't like him. He's not doing much. Ace Mods is on the rooftop with the Protocolo sign. Oh, and he's, come on, he missed Blue. Now he killed Blue. Anyways, if you want to join in, try 64.180.91.204. That is the Urban Radio server. That's what they're playing on right now, and we'll get back to the task at hand here, which is Urban Radio and not trying to play while we talk on the radio. This week's Clan Focus takes a look at Clan Linux Wares. That's Clan LWZ. Again, like our Sid Spotlight, we're going to try to use actual answers from Gleam. Gleam is the guy who we talked to. He's the leader of the clan, and he's going to be giving us information about the clan, the community, and what they're all about. I did provide some questions for him earlier in the week, and he was kind enough to answer all those questions. So this is Gleam from Clan Linuxware, LWZ.
LWZ stands for Linuxware. We're a crew of Linux and Unix users from the EFNet IRC network who've been hanging out for years on the channel Linuxware. Some of us are ops there, some of us are regulars, and we all share a common interest in Linux, open source, and the freedom and challenge it brings us. It's a place to share our common knowledge and experience with Linux. We have regulars that work for Netscape, VA Linux, AOL, EMC, and a lot of other companies that use Linux and Unix. One of our ops is even the guy who runs GoatSec, so you just know how far our power extends. Recently, we started playing Urban Terror together and got hooked fast. As a clan, we're still in our early stages, but we stand for a group of friends without leader or ranks that enjoys playing together and kicking some ass. We all like to think of ourselves as Linux experts. We really like getting involved in the technical aspects as much as possible and like to share our knowledge with the Urban Terror community. Right now, we're in the process of getting organized to do some damage as a clan, clean up our team strategy, and get voice communication working. We may have been playing together for years as friends, but we've never really organized. We always just carry the LWZ tag to identify ourselves. Things are different now. We're getting organized, so watch out.
Yeah, I know it's bad quality. I apologize for that. I'm still working out things here, and unfortunately this is as good as it gets, and no, it is not Gleam's fault, because if I would have given the correct information, it wouldn't sound this bad. So with that said, we will attempt to continue this. I do have all his answers in text format, which you will be able to find over on ForbiddenNinja.com, along with my commentary on the radio show. And this is Gleam, Clan Linuxware.
There are a few things I think make Urban Terror stand out. The playability, the team, and the players. We're all hooked on Urban Terror, and we've been hooked since we first tried it out. No other game has managed to hold our attention for this long, and I think it's the addictiveness and playability of Urban Terror that really keeps us coming back for more. Whether it's for a 3-hour game of CTF on Sans or 2 versus 2 TS on Casa. The team? What can I say about the team? They're the most responsive group of developers I've ever known. The last place I worked, you could barely get a mumble out of the coders. Here, the whole team seems to cruise the forums and hit IRC, and it's rare for a question to go unanswered more than a day, even if some of the responses are a bit, oh, strange. I'm talking to you here, Barbecue. And, of course, the community. I mean, sure, there are some llamas out there, but by and large, the players are great guys and pretty mature. Hell, even the forum mongers are fun. I mean, where would we be without Master Sakan, Vampirella, and Headshot Harry? One of the reasons we're so dedicated to giving back to the community is because of how great we've been received by the community. I think it's the triumvirate of the mod, the team, and the players that keep us coming back for more. I guess there are two main things we're proud of as a group. One is being the focus of this interview, which was an utterly unexpected honor, and the second is running some of the most popular Urban Terror Capture the Flag servers out there, Enema and Clan Prozac. We really love the joy it brings us to admin and provide a place where us, our friends, and even our enemies can spaz, D, E, M4, and S are at each other all day long. Having experience with multi-user environments, Linux and Unix, has certainly made us perfect candidates. Being in the early stages of organization, we have been a little reluctant to join any leagues. We'll definitely be hanging some leagues soon, probably after release of 2.4. And so if you're at the top, start getting worried. There's only been one incident of LWZ getting the shaft. RFW gave us a good beating back in the day when we, how should we put it, sucked big time. It was a friendly scrimmage, so nothing major, but beyond that, there's been nothing else. I think there are a few things that we want to see development focus on for competitive gaming. A match mode on the servers to make Clan Wars start smoothly. Urban Terror's own GTV or QTV code to broadcast matches to the community at large, just like in the recent Cal Finals. If encumbrance ever comes into 3.0, we'd really like to see more ways to be quieter in the game. Quiet bandaging, silent door opening, jumping, and ladder climbing. As strafe jumping across the map becomes less important and less fast, and stealth more important, it'd be nice to have the ultimate silent setup. And of course, we really want to see dual mode, where all of a specific set of weapons are locked out by the servers. Like pistols only, snipers only, or knives only. It would really give us an excuse to go running around with Desert Eagles all day. We'd like the community to know that we're, first of all, good people and competitive players, that we enjoy kicking ass and having a fun time, that we're righteous and take extreme pride in playing fair and leveling the odds. We're not tolerant of any abuse to the integrity of the game, and that we will respond as abuse with extreme prejudice on our servers. We want people to try and get to know us better, to ask us questions, or for help regarding Linux or any other thing they think we might be able to help with. So come hang out on channel LWZ on Enter the Game, and fear our onslaught when it cometh.
And that, you just heard, was Gleam from Clan LWZ Linux Wares. I appreciate Gleam for being my guinea pig on this feature on Urban Radio. Next week I will try to get some better recordings. It wasn't Gleam's fault. We did what we could, and we were just unable to get new recordings before the show began. So hopefully you got a listen to what Gleam was talking about and what Clan LWZ is like. And as he said, go check out their check out their channel on IRC, and it's #LWZ on enterthegame.com, and they're always around. And as I said, they do run some pretty kick-ass servers, Enema and Prozac. I know I favor those over many of the other servers out there just because I dig Capture the Flag. If you want your clan to be the spotlight and clan focus of the week, feel free to email me before Fridays. And I will ship you some questions, and you can answer them via MP3 or .wav format. I'll give you the details in the email, and we will get you on right now. There's about a two-week backup for it, and next week we will have a new clan to check in on.
If you're the kind that likes to play with themselves, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag.
Stand and call it.
Okay, let's get out of here. You win.
GGSN.
Excellent.
Game on.
And for those of you in the channel, you get to listen to a little AE3 Mansion on the Hill while I go try to own some noobs in the Urban Radio server. I'll be right back. This is Mansion on a Hill.
Comes up, pick your pockets, it's an easy money, 'cause you blew the goddamn law on.
want to pay. Special brand steel, right time, wrong place. Colombian connections in the corridors of power. Mean the man on the money ever going down. No lucky takes his lady to the magic flute. A little taste of Putin, eyes bulletproof. Tony tunes the underground radio on the night the lights in Dallas went down. So how long we gonna wait until we get the keys to the mansion on the hill? Our time on in a bus is bound for the welfare line.
Me ain't going Harrods.
I wanna know right now. Yeah, see now. Yeah. So how long we gonna wait until we get the keys to the mansion on the hill?
That was A3 Mansion on a Hill. A couple of shout-outs here before we start on the next feature. First one goes out to the Death Stars, saying they will own all. It's yet to be seen. Actually, a couple and Sid played them in one of the Urban Terror World tournaments. I'm not sure how we fared. I'm guessing we probably got owned, since Sweet Nuts was probably one of the few who actually played. But shout-out to the Death Stars. And another one to the co-leader of Clan Pit. That is MC. And I know everybody is waiting for word on Beta 2.4. It's been touted here for the last few months now. Beta 2.4 is mainly a bug fix release. It does seem the scope of the build was extended a bit to include some new features, as we have talked about. Without going into all the changes, we will focus our attention on a few of the specific areas that might have some gamers worried, a little nervous that we might have screwed up the game for you. Those areas are coding, some of the tweaks accomplished, and the weapons, along with a few words from Dr. 8 on the netcode. The coding team has worked quite fast when they have been working. Over the past few months, they have slowed things down a bit. First off, we got three new coders in Thaddeus, 27 and Ian, all of whom had to come up to speed and be thoroughly tested to make sure they could code at the level we need them to. Fortunately, they were some of the best candidates we had to help us out on Urban Terror, and they were asked to be on Silicon Ice. With Apoxel's move to Raven Software, we lost our source control server temporarily. That meant that the development was slowed down a bit because we had to limit the work that was being done on the code. Finally, I think it was Christmas or around that period, Christmas, New Year period. You know, it's just busy with your family and holidays and things like that. So, you know, we had a few things that we just had to contend with, and the holiday season was one of them. We did have a 2.4 build candidate ready just before Christmas, like on the 20th or 21st. But through team testing, it revealed we had a few serious problems, and we really had to do a little bit more work before we released it to the community. Thus, there's your delay right there that we really had no control over. I mean, we got everything done. We had it done, you know, within time to release it for the end of the year, but these issues that we had, which sort of came from the loss of source control server, you know, just piled up on each other, and we were sort of out of luck here for the end of 2001. So where does that leave us at this point? Well, as people come back from holidays and we get settled back into life again, we're basically going to address a handful of minor annoying bugs and do a new release to the team. And if the team gives it the okay, then we'll give it to the QA team, and they'll give it the once-over. Once all that's been approved and any remaining bugs are squashed and features adjusted, we'll release. Some of the other features that you guys have asked about quite a bit have been the SPAs and the M4. As we have said, these will be tweaked between Beta 2.3 and Beta 4. As for the changes on the SPAs, it now does less damage at range. It has a different spread, and it has less knockback. We also found it a bit overpowered in 2.3 because you could often hurt people at quite a long distance. And because a spaz's accuracy is not affected by movement, you can charge around the place, popping off shots fast and doing some serious damage to people, even at a long range. As a matter of balance, we wanted the spaz to be a good short range weapon, which in 2.4 it is now. But we're basically going to make this weapon useless at any medium long to long ranges. That's why we reduced the damage a little bit and modified its spread. Now, when you're in a close combat situation, the spaz is still as deadly as it was before, but at range, it's going to be worthless. You may as well go with your primary weapon, and that's the spaz. We do think these changes will work to our advantage when playing. No more spaz spamming as we have seen previously. As for the M4, it's only been tweaked a bit to make it less accurate over long ranges. People did notice that in 2.3 the M4 is more accurate than the G36, which sort of seems strange with a weapon without a scope. What happened sometime back was that in playtesting we found that the G36 was too powerful. So to address this, we reduced its accuracy. That meant the G36 became less accurate than the M4. Now it seems that the M4 is also too accurate, so we've dropped its accuracy a little bit. So if you have a laser sight with your M4, chances are you're going to see a little, if any, changes to the weapon. And since most everybody does use the laser sight with the M4, chances are you won't even recognize those changes. And Doc did want to say, he says, I want to make sure that people know that these are really minor changes and many people won't even notice them. Well, the spies you will notice, the M4, like I said, chances are you won't. And a couple other things I wanted Doc to talk about. Actually, he actually did some work here for us, was the netcode and how this is going to affect the players. Since I am no coder, I don't even admit to trying to code. I'll let Doc do the explaining on areas in the netcode here.
Well, basically, I've modified Apoxel's netcode slightly with some feedback from him and some feedback from Neil from the anti-lagged mod. The netcode works on the server by moving all the players back to where you were when you shot. So if your ping is 300, it moves everyone back to where they were 300 milliseconds ago. Neil's code gave us a better way of estimating just how lagged you are when you fire. Now, it turns out that this is really important for people with pings under 50. So the new netcode should be a real improvement for low-ping players. The other thing that's really going to affect your accuracy is some changes we've made to Ares. Turns out that when we were looking at Ares, and through some careful analysis, I found that player rotation angles weren't being incorporated into the Ares calculations correctly. That means that sometimes the server was putting the player in a slightly different position to the position that you were seeing as a client. In other words, in some places, like on ladders, you'd miss when it looked like you should hit. That's much better now, it's all been fixed. The server and client are now in much better agreement, so what you see when you're playing is pretty much what the server sees as well. These changes, together with the other netcode changes, will make you hit a lot more often. Now, a lot of people are probably going to think we've tweaked the weapons a bit more than we have, simply because the netcode's going to be a lot better.
And hopefully you could understand Doc to 8, that was Doc, our coder, explaining a little bit about the netcode and a little bit about Ares and why we feel that the changes we have made to the netcode will improve your gameplay experience starting with Beta 2.4. One of the other issues that was brought to my attention was the flag in the water bug, and was it resolved for Beta 2.4 when playing CTF? The flag in the water bug is actually a flag in a no-drop zone bug. No-drop being something you use in mapping. UT Paradise has a water set as a no-drop zone, but that's not too important at this point. The flag in the water bug is still one of those things that needs to be fixed. We did think we had it fixed here, but through testing, we find out that we just aren't there as of yet. So Those are the major changes that we have coming. Over time, I'm sure we will see some more changes for Beta 3, and even give you a list of some of the changes here for Beta 2.4. But right now, all the changes have been finalized. We're working on a few last-minute things, and Then we'll make a pack file, distribute it to the team, followed by QA, and then get it out to the community. Some of the other things I know people wanted us to talk about in the show, but I don't think it's really important at this point right now, or all the other changes that have taken place. I know I've talked about them for 2 or 3 weeks in a row. One thing we don't need in beta 2.4 right now is a premature release, which, you know, basically a less than average release from Sid to the community that, say, enhances some of the problems we have. So we're aiming at correcting all these current issues. Some of them, as we've said, have already been addressed either by us or by id. For example, the show normals hack, that was corrected in the 1.31 point release, and that's also been corrected by us in our beta 2.4. One of the other annoying things that seems to be quite predominant on many servers these days are the reload exploits, the HK69, the SPAS, the UMP, basically any weapon you can. Hopefully admins will kick those llamas instead of letting them continue to play. And as Doc just talked about, the glitches in the netcode and Ares. So beta 2.4 is coming. We are still working on it. As we basically say every week, hopefully we'll have an update for you next week. We are getting close. That's the best we can say right now. It's probably going to be a week of testing, so if we just happen to get it done this week or middle of next week, we'll see how it goes. We will see how it goes. As I check into the Urban Radio server here, it looks like we're in about round three here on UT Paradise. And round just started. Hey, what do you know? And I'm still in first place. Gotta like that. But great map. If you haven't played it, UT Paradise is very cool from Excalibur, and you will be able to see an update to this level around the time of 2.4. Hey, look at that. I got myself a frag with the M4. How's that? He's changed a few things in this level. They've added a route. Hey, I just got another frag. Added one route, and again, we're going to be fixing a few of the other issues that this map and some of the others have. I'll be right back. Going to take a quick break here. You guys can suck down some Devil Woman, and this song is going to be dedicated to Vampy, who's going to be a much kinder, gentler forum goer and a mad skill urban terrorist. This is Cliff Richard, Devil Woman.
She's just a devil woman.
just a devil woman with evil on her mind. I'm sure we have a few of those floating around in our community, a blade killer? You don't want to get in front of her with an M4. I'm Oswald. We're back. Urban Radio. What's going on? I decided to go spectate into the Urban Radio server since I was getting pretty owned. It's full still. Looks like it's about 10 on 10 or so. They're tied in Paradise. In Paradise? You gotta love Paradise. Oh, now we're following Blade Killer. How about this? Huh? Let's see who she TKs, right? Oh, she just got hit by a grenade on the blue team. Oh, she just died. Blue just smacked her down with an M4. So, what's up with the community this week? First off, as I think I incorrectly stated last week, utforums.com is up, being hosted by CC Zach. These are community forums. You are required to register and basically go in there, shoot the shit in the general forums, or you can get your clan forum hosted from Zach. Some of the clans like Clan PHX, Carnage Cowboys, PS, Nox, and many others are over there. Check it out. Kind of a cool forum, and I hear they have no forum Nazi over there, so anything goes. UTScripts.net. I talked with NoLogic this week. He says Talon's returning, and they will be looking to updating some of the scripts that we can use in Urban Terror. And for those who have not visited this place, I highly recommend it, as it has many, many scripts you can use to make your Urban Terror experience a little easier. UrbanTerror.de, our German Urban Terror site, has news of another map release. This coming from Agent 86 over at Ragaworld.net. The level's called Terror 101. It's his first level, and you can get the link at UrbanTerror.de. I did have a chance to run through it. It's a first map. He did a decent job, yet I'm not one to talk. I still haven't released map number one. So if you're looking for a new map, check it out. It's called Terror 101, and it is on UrbanTerror.de. Nothing new over at Urban Terror IT, the Italian site. Just thought I'd drop in there, check it out. And if you're looking for an alternative source to download maps, Urban Terror IT is it. I did receive an email this week from Magis over at UrbanTerror.pl, our Polish Urban Terror site, informing me that they have a shiny and cool new site located in Central Europe. They have some screenshots from a level titled UT No Name, which I do believe I saw on the Urban Terror forums. It's probably been a month or so ago, 3 or 4 weeks ago. I do not remember who it was by, and since I cannot read Polish, I couldn't get a name for you. But check out UrbanTerror.pl, some pretty cool screenshots of this level. DeadLlamas.net. You can get another spin on the Vertex Light Map issue from Legomancer and the Dead Llamas column. Where he tells you to get a system that can handle Urban Terror, stop whining. I'm sure that's going to draw a lot of criticism, seeing as he was in the game here. Yep, he's still in the game. I'm sure I'm going to see some comment from him. But Legomancer says, get a system or don't bitch about Vertex Lightmap lighting. And also wanted to pass along that Magic is now the new Barry's World Urban Terror liaison. So you can send all your concerns, thoughts, questions to Magic, as he is the man at Barry's World for Urban Terror now. Congratulations to him. Terrorist.net, run by Lord of Doom, has three new screenshots of upcoming level called UT Twin Lakes by Rabbit Cow. As you know, Rabbit Cow has been working on a new level. I believe if you hang out in the level design forum, you have seen some screenshots of his map. He says the snow level and sunlight were designed to look like where I live in June. Our local mountains get a huge amount of snow up to 60 feet deep. And then when spring comes, the temperature climbs back up into the mid-20s. Yeah, very warm, I'm sure. At this point, sunscreen, skiing in shorts, setting up deck chairs, and drinking cold Canadian brewskis become a way of life. The snow's melted from the roofs, lakes have thawed, and bugs have yet to reappear. He says, but sometimes they always try to steal your beer. He says, that's a reason for a game. How about we call it Capture the Beer? There are some pictures over on terrorist.net, and if you feel so inclined, check out the level design previews, reviews, forum, in our forum section, and you can see an overview of what this CTF-based map looks like. He has gotten quite a bit of feedback on it from the thread, and we look for that release very soon from Rabid Cat. Thanks a lot for the work, dude. And some other great news for those who are into level designing. Some of you might know or have heard of Yidnar. He's the guy who runs ShaderLab.com, some very impressive texturing that you can use on maps. He's been around the community, not only ours, but Quake 3 for some time. But he recently has been working on a new version of Q3 map. That's a program used by GTK Radiant when you compile your map. That build is now up, which includes his new Q3 map. It's called 1.21-Y1 Nightly. This is the version that will get you going and allow you to do some pretty cool things with the latest version. And it's now going to be merged into GTK Radiant as well. And you can go download the latest version over at ShaderLab.com. There's also a new shader feature targeted at terrain maps. He says, I have imagined you... Oh, sorry, disregard that. I'm reading something I shouldn't be reading. That was not supposed to be included in there. Let's move forward under barbecue here. Actually, let's see what's going on in server here first. It's 4-1. The red team's owning. I wonder why. Who do they have that's good on that team? Mihu's on that team. Blue, The Count, Siphus, Vinsanity, Andro, and JP Jesus. And Red Glinder? Something like that. And Fatty Man. And I'm following Blade Killer again. And Blade's one of three people left, and we'll see. She's taking the side corridor here. Very dark. Running through the plants. Oh, she's under fire. Oh, the guy's camping above her. Nope. In front of her. Oh, she's going to die here. She's got one bar of health left. And she got killed by the spas. I'm sorry, Blade. As I was saying, Barbecue, being the man behind all the sounds and noises you hear or don't want to hear, and Urban Terror has created a parody to the Metallica song, Damage Incorporated. If you listen to any Metallica song, or any Metallica, I'm sure you've heard this song. Barbecue has done a parody called Llamas Incorporated. And if you feel like playing at home and want to follow along with the lyrics, I will spam those in the channel. Oops, I'll spam those in the channel right now. And you can follow along at home and listen to Barbecue's take on Llamas Inc.
Within my sight and you become a stain. Don't you know the stuff is at the edge? but I can't believe I just fell off the ledge. Incorporated.
Creed for your Friday afternoon, evening, morning, wherever you are in the world. I am Oswald, listening to Urban Radio. And yes, that first song was Barbecue, singing Mark Klemm. If you want some more of his music, head over to mp3.com/Mark Klemm, that's K-L-E-M, and download it. He's got some pretty kick-ass stuff, stuff you can actually game to. But that song he did was a remake of Metallica's Damage Incorporated, called Llamas Incorporated. And followed by that, we had a little Creed. The song was Weathered. I guess we could have started off the broadcast with this bit of news from the forums. I got it right before I came on the air, but it seems Vinsky from the quality assurance team
has found a possible solution to the freezing issues that many have been seeing since the release of the 1.31 point release for MID Software. We're still looking into solutions, and none of the coders have gotten online yet, so I haven't been able to pass this information on to them. But he says, through continued testing, I think I found another setting which might be contributing to the freezing for some people. In the game options menu, there's a couple of settings for particles, render particles and particle smoke. Turn them off and see if it helps reduce the freezing at all. So far, it seems to have eliminated it for me. That from Vinsky. As he said, you can go into the menu, or you can take these two. You can take these two settings that I'm spamming in the channel right now, and you can put those at zero and see if your hitches, your lag, your hiccup, whatever you want to call it, see if those go away. But that's the latest we have to go on, and hopefully it helps you. It also seems that the Mac community is a bit burnt when they receive news on the 1.31 point release was that was made available. It was only made available for OS X and not OS 9. The release of Beta 2, what's Graham say? He says the release is still Beta 2 due to the fact that it does not have the benefit of outside testing for OS X builds. Sure, I'm sure you could ask any Mac gamer and they'd be more than willing to help you test the OS X and the OS 9 version of the point release. He also, Graham also says that he nuked his version of Code Warrior, so to be honest, I have no idea when you're going to see a 1.31 point release for the Macintosh client. Hopefully it's soon so you guys can continue to enjoy all the action that you seem to be missing out since the majority of the servers are now 1.31. More server issues this week, which continue to hamper us. I believe most of it is a master server issue at id and has nothing to do with our mod. As we recommend those on Windows, you do get some relief. Download the all-seeing eye. That's www.udpsoft.com/eye. And this is one of the more comprehensive third-party game browsers you can download and install. It's not as bloaty as, say, GameSpy, even though if you dig GameSpy and you're getting what you want, go ahead and use it. But the All-Seeing Eye is a pretty cool application. We do recommend it over the in-game browser. For the Mac crowd and those running OS X, you can now check out a new server browser called Only Mortal. It can be found at homepage.mac.com/only_mortal. Pretty good app, small, 194 KB, I believe, and many of the Mac guys have swore about it. He says it does work really well for OS X clients, so you can check that out as well. Let's move over to the level preview, review, and release forums over on the Urban Terror forum site. This week we get quite a bit of news for, on new maps that are either currently under development or being released. As I spoke of earlier, Agent 86 did release a level called Terror 101, which is available on urbanterror.de. Another one popped up into the forums yesterday, in fact. It was called UT Infiltration from somebody named Dead, D34D, Dead. It's a small multi-level top-secret military facility, and you can go find that on the level preview, review, and release form. I was hoping to get it up in the Map Depot last night. Unfortunately, I ran out of time. I will get that on there after the show. So if you want it, you can be looking for a level called UT Infiltration. I believe it still is a beta version, but it is a small and fairly quick-playing level. The guys over at Triad Development are busy, and they have been. Last week, they brought us some screenshots of their upcoming co-op level called Drug Lord. This is Omida. Who was it? Omida, Dragoon, and Nuck all working on that level. And he says they actually, Dragoon's back this week, and he said he made something that's fast and furious for those people complaining about maps being too big lately. He says this level is called Proving Grounds. And he says it's pretty basic, your standard rectangle, but it has many routes across the map, low trenches, high sniper points, barrels, barricades, and places to hide. He says it should be good for teams of 3-3, or 3v3, or 6v6. He says, but beyond that, it's probably going to get get a bit crazy. He says 2v2 is possible, but it might slow the round down. He says DM will, of course, do. He says it won't support capture and hold or CTF as there aren't enough areas to hold. If you want screenshots, more information on that, you can head over to clantriad.com and click on their projects tab and look for the release this weekend of that map from Dragoon. Looks like it, like I said, it's going to be a pretty quick playing map. Not really too urban in terms of its setting. Similar to, say, Encounter, where it's just a bunch of rectangular pillars going up in the air. But it'll give you guys something to check out. Maybe for those smaller 2v2, 3v3 servers, you can check it out. And this from Lay Earth. I know I posted pictures earlier this week on the sixth floor from Lay Earth. He's planning a public playtest for Sunday, January 13th at 7 p.m. Pacific. It's about 3.5 hours from now on Sunday. You can configure your own GMT conversion from there. He says point your IRC client to irc.enterthegame.com and join channel UT_subway. Before 7 p.m. Pacific on Sunday, download the link to the map, and the server address will be posted in the topic channel the day of the playtest. He says this map hasn't been tested with the amount of players that's typical on popular public servers, so I need all the players I can get. If you want to check the map out, some of the screenshots, as I said, go to thesixthfloor.com. I have six pictures posted in the news. It looks to be a very impressive level. Textures come courtesy of Shader Lab. That's Yidnar's site. And we look forward to seeing this here in the near future. A lot of the textures he had in the version I have, the K version of the map, are placeholders. Somebody's getting owned. You know, JP Jesus is doing the owning. He's doing the owning on Curti, whatever his name is. QWERTY, that's it. And Lego Mancer is still talking smack in there, too. So if you're interested in playing a yet-to-be-released map and want to test it with some other people, I know I'll be there. I believe Blade Killer is going to try to be there. Head over to Pound UT Subway on Sunday before 7 p.m., and you can get hooked up with the level. Oh, wow. What else? Again, it's Friday. Kind of cool, huh? I have like 3 days off. I have absolutely nothing to do tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. Just hanging out, having a good time here. Hopefully you guys are enjoying this. As I said, sort of off my topic here, hopefully this is helping to promote the Urban Terror community. I know I don't actually do any work on the mod, like, say, Blade Killer or the Coders or Sweet Nuts in terms of level designing, but I get a ton of satisfaction out of talking to you guys and girls every week and hanging out on IRC, filling you full of information on the forums. I just have a good time. And hopefully the information we pass along is somehow beneficial. We all know that you do want Beta 2.4. Unfortunately, we can't give you that yet, but I still get probably 100 or 200 requests a week for it via email or ICQ messages. So bear with us. It is coming. And I just wanted to take a quick second to say thank you to everybody in the Urban Terror community who's made the mod what it is today. And with it, I'll be right back. This is Edema, the way you like it. I know how I like it.
Yeah.
like it? How do you like it online? I know how I like it online, and that's why we have the official Urban Radio server up and running, Team Survivor, thanks to Blade Killer, 64.180.91.204, located in Vancouver, Canada. And we got the full match going here. It's about 9-on-9 right now. Looks like we do have a few spots open if you want to check it out. And we're following Blade Killer again. I don't know why. She's just the first one who pops up on blue, and maybe we will give her position away one more time, huh? That was Edema, The Way You Like It. I'm Oswald. We're back. It's time for a little question and answer session. This is where we give you the chance to ask us questions. We will give you the answers as we know them. Some of the questions that were posed to me earlier this week came from the forums, came from IRC, and I will pass those along with some answers, I hope. We'll see how it goes. First question comes from Mihu. I see you, Mihu. What makes you decide to interview a specific clan? Well, as I mentioned in the last few weeks, if you want to get your clan on the Clan Focus feature on Urban Radio, just fire me an email, oswaldplanetquake.com. Currently, the list is quite short, I believe 2 weeks behind now. And after that, we'll see who wins the lottery. Next Friday, as I said, I already have a clan chosen. They will be receiving an email starting next week, and I will get back with them and work all the details out. It doesn't matter if you're old school, new school, haven't been to school, we interview them all. So if you want to be on the Clan Focus, feel free to send me an email. Neutral Killer wants to know, are maps going to be an issue since SID maps are usually the only ones released, or are maps going to be an issue since the SID maps are usually the only ones I see on servers? Right now we are looking at updating all the current maps that we have for Beta 3. I believe there's 15 of them. Most of those have been around since Beta 1 or 127, even Beta 2. Many of those maps, as I said, are going to be recompiled with the new Q3 map feature from Yidnar. As for the community levels, we are looking to include some of them in a map pack after 2.4. And we're also looking at taking on two or three new level designers for siliconized development. So all their maps will officially become Urban Terra maps and will be included in any future release, that being Beta 3. We hopefully by releasing this map pack after 2.4, we will be able to bring you some of the more popular maps that are being distributed and played in the community. For example, Laneway. I know that's one of the top maps out there that's being played for CTF and possibly for Team Survivor. And another word on that, I do know that SISM is working on a new, version of it. So, hang in there. After we release 2.4, we will give you an update to some of the levels, and we will have a included in 2.4, I believe, we will have updated files for the maps you saw in the map contest. Some of the guys have been working on the maps. For example, I know Dick Dastardly wants to tweak a few things on campus. Nuck, I believe, is going to change a few spawn points on UT Dam. And Paradise, the winning level in the contest, is going to actually have a new route added into it. So check those out after they come out, the release of 2.4. Onda, he wanted to know what the current state of Mappers Tub and Energizer are. Is Energizer still making another great map? And is Tub fixing the damage done to UT Village? Well, no, I don't want to slam Legomancer here because I know he did some work on that. But Lego, I'm sorry, dude. Some people don't seem to like the catapult you put in. Anyway, what's up with Tub and Energizer? Well, currently Energizer's in the Finnish Army, and I talked to him, I think, last month, late December. He says he's still not going to be available for about another 90 days, so I think we can figure him to be back in probably end of March. We do have all his map files for his levels Streets, Sands, and Swim. And we will be looking to update those for Beta 3 if it's out before he gets back. And Energizer occasionally drops into the team forum to say hello, but right now he has no plans on mapping until he's done his military service. As for Tub, whatever we want to call him, Tub, he was going to update Village, yet nobody has seen or heard from him for quite a while. I believe we have some of his .map files, for example, Abby. And you can look for Abby to be updated here in the near future if we don't hear from Tub. On another mapping note, we have heard from Battlecow, who's been back in the channel. He seems to have gotten a job where he's actually mapping, believe it or not, for a company. Not in terms of gaming, but he's still mapping, and he did tell us last night in the team channel that they're looking at possibly moving over to GTK Radiant for their level design. So Battlecow says he's working possibly on another Urban Terror map. No details at this point as to what it is, so we'll all just have to hang loose and see if he brings something for us. Legomancer wanted us to talk about the new forums, how they're going to be, are they going to have a new look to them? And I tried earlier this week to get some screenshots from Baz for the forums. Unfortunately, he really didn't want he would have provided them, but basically he said, hey, look, the new forums are going to look exactly like the old forums. There's going to be a few minor tweaks to them when it comes to being able to post. You'll be able to, you know, with a click of a button, underline or bold or make a link out of something. But pretty much you can count on the new forums looking exactly like the old forums. What else do we have? He also says the forums are currently 80% complete and that we are waiting on Jake to finish the rest of the website so we can implement both at the same time for beta 2.4. And I see I'm getting smacked around on the channel here by Malevolence. Dude, if you're listening, I did give a shout-out to MC, so back off. And finally, Wraith. He wants to know whether the flashlight will make a return, how many maps will be added for Beta 3, and he says, in another thread, I mentioned that we may have one or two new maps for 2.4. What's the second map? Well, if... let's start with the maps first. If we... if we release two new maps, actually one will be new. That would be Rejavec, the old UT-101 by .exe. We're still not sure if we're going to release that for 2.4 or 3.0 yet. And the other new map for 2.4 is going to be the updated version of Rommel. Those are the only two maps we have planned right now for version 2.4. As for Beta 3, I would suspect we probably have three or four that are in development right now. Which ones will actually make it into the that version is yet to be seen. Like I said, I know Sweet Nuts is working on one. Blade Killer has been toying around with things like that. And I know I have one going. And you'll also be able to see UT Precinct in Beta 3. Predator wants to know, will there be any changes to the UMP, the UMP-45 at all? It does have power, but its accuracy is very bad. He says, maybe it's just me. He says, I'm pretty sure the accuracy is one of the worst. For Beta 2.4, the accuracy or the power of the UMP-45 will not be changed. I really can't speak on Beta 3 right now, as chances are we will tweak many of the weapons that are in Beta 3 because we are adding 4 to 5 new weapons. So I would say hold that question until a later time. And... you can wait till then. Right now, the UMP is actually a pretty accurate weapon if you use it as a secondary. As we've said before, do not spam with it. Just shoot and burst, and you should be able to hit something. I see Civi saying that we are wasting we're destroying his productivity because he keeps checking the UrbanTerror.net site every 2 minutes. Sorry, Civi, keep checking, but nothing's up yet on that site. And that's actually it for the questions this week. It's a quiet week for the questions. I guess one thing that I see people are saying, what about Train Yard? Train Yard's still being worked on, so I hear. We don't know if it's going to be included in Beta 3 or not. I guess I did forget the flashlight. My apologies. The flashlight right now, no, we do not have any thoughts about bringing the flashlight back. Really didn't prove to be useful in Beta 1. I guess if you like it giving off some effect, then who knows, maybe we will bring it back, make it a default item You know, check here if you want the flashlight. Uncheck it if you don't want the flashlight. Really serves no purpose without the dynamic lighting we're looking for in Urban or in Quake 3. So who knows on the flashlight? That'll be a Beta 3 item if we decide to change it. I see Slep Puppy wants to know about the HK69. Yes, that is being moved to the secondary menu for Beta 3. Right now, I do not have any other information as to the number of grenades it'll get, how powerful it'll be. Right now, it's still going to remain a primary weapon in Beta 2.4. The Count wants to know about the MP5K. Right now, he says it's extremely weak and inaccurate. Again, we are not going to tweak any other weapons in Beta 2.4 than the ones we talked about previously, that being the M4 and the SPAS. Those are going to be the only two weapons. If we tweak any other weapons, that'll come with Beta 3. We're going to have to wait until that time in development. Right now, it's too early to tell. We have a lot of things on our plate for Beta 3, one of those being the missions, the scriptable missions, and 27 just threw a post up in our team forum about scriptable missions and how we want to approach them. So hang on to that. And, Phase IT, I see him spamming the link in the channel now. He just posted some screenshots of a new map. Go check it out. I'll spam it here a couple more times for you, since I know most of you probably won't go there and check it out, but do it anyways. It's a new level, I believe, that they've just finished. I didn't have time to check everything out, so I'm not sure what exactly it is. But screenshots that I saw did look pretty cool. With that said, I'm going to get back into some music here, and we may extend the program a little bit because I believe we are waiting for Cold Shot over on the TSN network to come on and do a few things here. So give me a few minutes. I'll be right back. This is Head Planet Earth, Killing Time.
Serial killers, 12 dead without a trail, or a trace.
Killing Time, Ed P. What's going on, Oswald Urban Radio? The open bar on TSN is going to be following our show at 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight with Breaker. Last week, I know Cold Shot started a few hours early, right after our show ended. I will be playing a few songs here after we end the show. And I don't know how many minutes. Oh, probably 30 minutes of music. And then I'll be heading into a server. Check out some fragging tonight. We will be on Blade Killer server starting at 8 p.m. Pacific time. 0400 GMT for you early birds over in Europe. Same server IP address as the Urban Radio server, 64.180.91.204. And we did have one final question from Neurobomb. He wanted to know how many smoke grenades you can hold. Like the flashbangs, like the high explosive grenades, you will be able to carry two on your initial loadout. And one other reminder, again, from Lay Earth, the playtest is Sunday, January 13th, 7 p.m. Pacific. That's 9 Central, 10 Eastern. And if you're in Europe, you can figure it out for yourself. Point your IRC client to IRC, enterthegame.com, and join channel pound UT underscore subway. Before that time, you will get the link to the map, the server address, and you can check out a yet-to-be-released map. That said, that's all I have for this weekend. My name is Oswald. This was Urban Radio. God, I almost forgot where I was, huh? And I hope you have a great Urban Terror weekend. Great weekend with that. I'm going to be out and about tonight on the servers. Frogger, Enema, Prozac, checking out the action. I will be on Blade Killer server later tonight, tomorrow, heading out to do some flying here around SoCal, as it's been beautiful the last few days here, and they say it's winter time. So much for the snow and the cold, eh? All you Canadians, eh? Hopefully next week we will be able to give you some more insight on 2.4. I'm not going to stick to a date yet. Maybe next week, once I talk to the coders, seeing as they are in Australia, and that's sort of hard to hook up in terms of talking to them on a daily basis. We will get you some more information on that. And for now, we will say farewell. Have a good weekend, and you can expect some music here for about the next 30 minutes. Guys all dig Spanish Flea from Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. Oswald signing off. As I said, next week we will return. Have some new information. Possibly some new map screenshots. Information on 2.4. As I said, stay tuned for about 30 minutes of music before the open bar starts up on the TSN Central with Breaker tonight. Breaker's going to check in, play some tunes, hang out, and fill you full of what you need tonight on Team Sportscast Network. And this is Oswald. Thanks for playing. Thanks for checking out the official Urban Radio server, and we will see you next week.
Over. All right. Well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.
For everybody's booty butt and to kick barbecue's booty butt, we got a little doghouse from the Sea Hags. Urban Radio After Hours. little AC/DC. Who made who for your Friday afternoon? Made who? I don't know, but we do know who made Urban Terror. That is Silicon Ice Development. This is Oswald hanging with you here after Urban Radio has concluded here, probably for another 30 or 40 minutes before the open bar on TSN starts, I believe with Breaker tonight. A little Queensryche, Welcome to the Machine. Thank you. And as I said, this is Oswald Urban Radio. We're just sort of hanging out here, seeing what the Cold Shot and Breaker and those guys are going to do over on TSN. Just playing a few tunes here for those who are just hanging around with me. I still am in the server, 64180-91204. If you want to check it out, it's the official Urban Radio server. I'm getting owned as usual. A little rush, maybe that'll get me going here. We'll be right back. And it looks like this will be the final song before you get to hear from Cold Shot over on TSN. That little Rush Marathon, man, before that Operation Mindcrime and a little Pink Floyd. We're going to end with Billy Thorpe, Children of the Sun. We'll check you next week. This is Oswald.
They travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There beamed their light hit the ground. Yeah.
All right, guys, that's the end of Urban Radio this week. I am Oswald. We'll check you next Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific. Up next, Cold Shot.